An ash cloud from an eruption on Mount Etna in Sicily has caused flight cancellations, delays and diversions. Etna is Europe's most active volcano. Catania Airport in Sicily has been closed since Sunday evening. At least 45 flights have already been cancelled and more are expected this afternoon alongside major delays and diversions. Let's talk now to journalist Andrea Vogt, who's in Italy. Andrea, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. So what's the latest then from Mount Etna?
Well, thank you very much. It is vacation chaos in Sicily, especially eastern Sicily. But of course, the west is now also impacted because many flights are being rerouted through Trapani, through Palermo. And mind you, it is the top vacation season for Italians as well, with tomorrow being the Assumption of Mary holiday. So there are not a lot of services open. There are not a lot of, lots of things are closed down. It's a very difficult time for travelers who are finding, at least until this evening, no flights out of Catania, no flights into Catania, because Etna started flowing lava Sunday evening and a big ash cloud settled on the city. They've also cut bicycle and motorcycle traffic and greatly reduced the car traffic and cut all summit excursions to the top of Mount Etna for obvious reasons. But so there's a lot of chaos, a lot of unhappy travelers in the Catania airport stranded right now.
And how long is it since an eruption of this magnitude has been seen?
Well, actually, an eruption closed the airport on May 21st, so it is not uncommon. And this was seen, you know, last week, some of the volcanologists in Catania took pictures of it spewing, it was smoking rings, you know, it was letting out these smoke rings, and so, and showing seismic activity. So they knew it was sort of bubbling under the surface. But this was quite a spectacular show for the tourists and residents of Catania. They could see the red lava from their balconies, from the city. It doesn't appear to be a dangerous situation for the people on the ground, but it will cause a lot of travel havoc. This is 11,000 foot mountain. It's the tallest volcano, active volcano in all of Europe. And so it's a big presence. And when it goes, it can cause a lot of travel chaos. It is closing Catania. It could close any airports to the south. For now, Palermo and Trapani seem to be all open on the western side of the island. But of course, depending on the winds, that could shift.
And are the volcanologists able to say for how long this might last?
Well, not that I have seen. I have not seen any predictions other than it's opened up a new vent on the southeast crater, and they're watching that very closely. I don't know if it's predicted to continue, but for now, it looks like there are not going to be any flights out today. Tomorrow, of course, being the national holiday, will also be difficult. Seven flights from Ryanair canceled or rerouted today out of London. So lots of people going on vacation to Sicily are going to have to be thinking on their feet or else finding exceptional patience as they try to readjust their travel schedules.
And just finally, Andrea, in normal circumstances, Mount Etna actually is to some extent part of Sicily's tourist package, isn't it? Part of its appeal. It's a popular destination for people to visit.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been up there for wine tastings. I've been to the summit myself. It's beautiful, gorgeous, and very particular, given that it has this constant flow of lava that builds up the rocks around the top of the summit. So all the summit excursions have been now temporarily suspended. Mm-hmm. And of course, the wine tastings on the flank of the Etna Red, which has a very particular sort of mineral-like flavor. Very, very good wines up there. Red wines will all be, of course, closed. So it will have an impact on the tourism, but hopefully just temporarily, because it really is an exceptionally beautiful area, lovely to visit. And I hope that those who are stranded in Catania will actually get a chance to carry out some of their fun activities.
Andrea, thanks very much indeed for that. That's Andrea Vogt speaking to us there from Italy.